I'm Fred Child, host of American Public Media's Performance Today, and this is Radio Radiance, a podcast collaboration with the Young People's Chorus of New York City, WNYC, New York Public Radio, and American Public Media. Guillaume de Machaut lived in France in the 1300s at a time when there was an explosion of musical innovation. For the first time, Western composers and singers were not just writing expressive melodies, but having more than one melody at a time, writing with harmony for the first time. Guillaume de Machaut was one of the great early composers of polyphonic music. Yves Beglerian is a contemporary composer and a big fan of Guillaume de Machaut.
I discovered him, I'd say, in the early 80s when I was studying conducting. And I think the peculiar combination of being best known for the polyphonic setting of the Mass, after all, but having written all these sort of fabulously, rhythmically fun, basically pop songs, just seems to me to be such a wonderful combination.
When the Young People's Chorus of New York City commissioned Yves Beglerian to write some music for them, she turned to 14th century crossover artist Guillaume de Machaut for inspiration. In Machaut's music, the rhythms can be very tricky, sometimes 7, sometimes 8, sometimes 9 beats per measure, and Beglerian loves that.
The way that that all works is totally fun, because in a way, they're numerological or mathematical games. What I did with this piece is there's a melody, Liamont, that is a single line. And I've heard various different arrangements of this piece, which I understood metrically differently because of the performance. You hear the first bar as being 7.
Liamont,
and then 6, and then 7 again, and then 6. Whereas the way it is in the score, it's a straight 6-8. And so what I did was I basically let all these different ways of hearing the melody be themselves. And I've got 3 different groups of singers singing those 3 different things in canon.
Composer Yves Beglerian, and there's one more element in this piece. Beglerian has hidden in this piece an early 20th century popular song. Now, she's slowed it down considerably, and it's very well hidden, but see if you can hear it. Let's hear Francisco Nunez conducting the Young People's Chorus of New York City at the Green Space at WNYC Radio in New York. Liamont Medipour from a larger piece called Machaut in the Machine Age by Yves Beglerian.
Thank you.
That's a three-minute-long piece called Le Amant Mais de Pour from a larger piece called Machaut in the Machine Age, new music by Yves Beglarian. Francisco Nunez led the Young People's Chorus of New York City. They gave that performance at the Green Space at WNYC Radio in New York. And I wonder if you could hear the hidden pop tune in there. Yves Beglarian says the clue is actually in her translation of the title Le Amant Mais de Pour.
It means something like, smile though your heart is breaking.
Well, I didn't hear it the first time either, but it's in there. Go back and listen one more time and see if you can hear Smile by Charlie Chaplin. I'm Fred Child from American Public Media's Performance Today. This is Radio Radiance.
American Public Media.